back to Rosie on the House, where we're broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the best home show ever built, the SABA, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Patio Show, opening today at 10 till 6, opening tomorrow at 10 till 5. Come on down, Rosie. We'll be here for the entire weekend. I do have to leave Sunday afternoon a little bit early for a commitment. I got a guy. I told him I'd take him for dinner over in Torrey Pines, California. So I got
you poor guy.
So I got to do it, Mike. I got to do it. I'm here with Mike Bartoletti, solar engineer of Southwestern Solar. We had Rick on the line just before break. He's got a 1,600 square foot home. Contract signed January 2014. Unit up, operating and connected to the system January 2015. A 1 year lapse. And he's only seen a 10% reduction in his energy bill. Bree, do we still have Rick on the line? Can we bring Rick back into the conversation? Rick, did I interpret? Did I understand all of that you were trying to tell me?
Yes, you did. It was like it took a month between the time I signed the contract and the unit was installed.
A month.
There were separate years. You know, it was December of 14. The next month, January of 15. It was up and running.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
We thought you said January to January.
Now, Rick,
January of 15. Okay. I signed it December of 14. So.
December. Okay. Okay.
Right.
And
so it was a month Rick, lapse.
Rick, yes. Where are you in Arizona?
I'm in Pima County. I'm just outside Tucson. I use TEP.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
I have a Tucson address.
Okay. And only a 10% reduction in your power consumption?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right. The company, I'm trying to get the company to come out and check it, and they tell me, well, you know, we need a whole year. We got to back up. We got to check everything for a whole year. And I sent them the whole year. And I'm trying to get these people to come back. They're out of Phoenix. And I'm having a hard time.
Are you leasing the equipment or did you buy the equipment?
No, I bought it. I bought everything.
Well, you had an original question about the tax credits.
Yes. Is it too late for all the tax credits?
No. You have an invoice from the company that installed the solar for you, of what you paid?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Yeah, what you need to do is get with a tax accountant or tax advisor.
Okay.
You should be eligible for the state credit, which is 25% up to $1,000. And
okay.
You also are eligible for the federal credit, which is 30% of the cost of the system.
Is there a dollar cap on that or just up to
on
full
the federal,
30%?
On the federal, it's a full 30%. Now, remember, this is a tax credit. It's not.
Right.
They're not going to write you a check. They're going to, if you have a tax liability, it'll come off the tax liability. So,
that's fine.
And you have up to, I believe, 5 years to claim that. So if you don't, if your liability this year is not, you know, maybe $1,000 or something, you can take the $1,000 this year and then forward whatever to the next four years.
Now, Rick, let me interject here because we're trying to clarify the solar industry. You were telling us that we made you more confused. The more I study my notes about the situation you're involved in, the more confused I'm getting. So let's work on this together for the benefit of all our listeners. So a 1,600 square foot home in Pima County.
Yes.
And again, what size system did you install?
Ooh, what size? I don't know. I've got 12 panels up there.
12 panels. You told us it cost what, 30?
21.
21, okay. And from a year ago, when you had no solar, you're only seeing a 10% reduction in your bill.
Yes.
I would say you could mandate that company to come back out and take a look at it. And if they're not willing, then I'll tell you what I'm going to want you to do. I'm going to want you to get a hold of us offline. Let me find out who the company is. I'll call them for you and say, unless you want me talking about you on the air to 100,000 Arizona homeowners, you need to get out to Rick's house now, pay him a courtesy call, and see what we can do about getting his system operating up to the level. Because I'm sure when they sold you the unit, they didn't run projections of saving 10%, did they?
Oh, no. No, I'd be an idiot to do that. I'm saving about $100 a year. And at,
wow.
That's kind of a payoff. I'm going to be dead and gone by the time that thing is paid off. I agree that everybody in Arizona should have solar. I mean, it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, geez, at this rate, it's so cost prohibitive.
Well, you're not getting the benefits of the system that's been installed.
No,
that's for sure. Something either in your power consumption habits or the power rate that you're currently buying your power on or the installation of the system. We've got one of three things that we're going to have to do some investigative work on. So okay. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put you on hold. My call screener, my wife, sweet Jennifer, is going to make sure we've got all your contact information. I'm going to find out who installed the system. I'm very confident it wasn't a Rosie on the House contractor.
No.
I know that. And we're going to see if we can't impose a little media persuasion onto that particular company to get you the courtesy call you deserve to find out why you're not benefiting from the solar system as well as you should. Steve called from Tucson area and says he knows several people with solar systems that aren't saving money. Let's talk about that when we get back.
Absolutely.
I'm here with Mike Bartoletti, solar engineer of Southwestern Solar.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.